poem that ends at the ocean. One. I've always wanted to write a poem that ends at the ocean. How the poem gets there doesn't much matter. Just so at last it arrives. The manatee will be there we saw all those years ago, almost motionless under the water, like a pendant swaying at an invisible throat, the one my mother used to wear on the most special of occasions. My God is still there, the one I prayed to as a boy. He never answered, but that didn't keep me from calling out to him. Two. I turn off the notification app for good, no longer needing to know exactly how many gone. After all, clinging to life is what we have always done best. We are still trying to hide from the truth of things, and who can blame us? Lists don't make sense anymore, unless toilet paper and peanut butter had them. Last stage patients are not being told how crowded the ferry will be that will take them across the river. Three. We are forbidden cafes, churches, even cemeteries. Fishing by ourselves, however, is still permitted, as long as we keep nothing at all. As long as we walk back home in darkness, empty-handed, breathing deeply, having thrown back what was never ours to keep.